United States federal courts ordered the state of Ohio to place myself and my vice presidential candidate on the ballot in the state of Ohio, which is a very historic action. First time in 76 years that a socialist party has been on the Ohio ballot. They ruled that we have substantial support in the community and it would be unconstitutional on the part of the state to keep us off, especially in light of the fact that they recently awarded the same right to the Libertarian Party.
What about some of the other states that you're trying to run in, trying to get on the ballot in? Can you describe those?
Yes, we're qualified in Vermont, Colorado, and New Jersey, and we submitted our papers today for Tennessee, and we'll be submitting for Florida next week. We just passed the 30 elector mark. 27 are required in Florida, so we're confident of Florida and Tennessee. And we passed. We were qualified in Iowa last week, and we're hoping for another 10 states, Minnesota, Wisconsin, et cetera.
And now I want to go a little bit more into detail for in Florida. You said you had 30 electors. Can you tell our listeners what that means and now what the next step is in Florida?
Yes, 30 registered voters in the Socialist Party have agreed and committed themselves to be an elector on my behalf of my nomination on the ballot in the state of Florida, and would vote for my candidacy should I be elected president of the United States. This is the only state in the union that requires electors be selected from one's own political party. Normally, most states require that you just invite registered voters, but they require that they come from your respective party, which made it much more difficult.
Does the Secretary of State have to certify them or anything?
Yes, they do. We submit the papers next week to Tallahassee along with our formal political party officers and organization and charter. And normally the procedure is based on those demonstrations of support that they should enable us to be qualified on the ballot for the general election in November of 2008.